Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dhamma, homage to the Sangha.
We are now moving into a new area of Dogen with this particular chapter. I have talked to you many times about how the code was worked and used and why. But there were some parts of the code which were thought to be so important that they were almost, in fact, they were coded within the code. Such a chapter is number 17, Jukhi. A term which, quite correctly, has here been translated as prediction of Buddhahood. But it also means much more than the prediction of Buddhahood. But you will not find the inner coded meaning anywhere in any dictionary, whether Buddhist or otherwise. Only is this handed down from master to disciple. There is, of course, as with all double codes in Zen, a play on the sound of the words. Ju-ki. Ju, a term meaning Buddhist or Buddhistic, and ki meaning prediction. And with the two characters used for this particular chapter, that is exactly how it is translated. But when a Buddhist says the term ju-ki, he may be referring to the prediction of Buddhahood, or he may be saying ju in the sense of 10, in the sense of 10 precepts, and ki, the water of the spirit, the water of the spirit that flows as a result of the 10 precepts. What else is there that is the prediction of Buddhahood other than the flowing of the water of the spirit? For the flowing of the water of the Spirit is, in fact, the proof and the prediction and the certainty of the fact that one's Buddha nature exists and that one will, at a later date, become Buddha. So you have a double meaning and a double sound, whilst at the same time having two very simple characters. Meaning prediction of Buddhahood. So sometimes in this chapter, sometimes they are speaking of it solely as a prediction of Buddhahood with an implied flow of the water of the Spirit. At other times they are speaking of the flow of the water of the Spirit alone. At others they are speaking of the water of the Spirit as a prediction of Buddhahood. And only the context and one's own inner spiritual growth can tell you clearly and loudly which is implied in each sentence. Quite rightly, Dogen has incorporated in this chapter the Buddha's teachings on how to view others and how not to get caught in judgmentalism. And therefore, this is one of the most important chapters, perhaps, in the whole book. How do you say that in a book in which every chapter is so good that it is important? One can only say that this is a very important chapter. So, says Dogen, the great way of the Buddhas and patriarchs, and its continual transmission from master to disciple is jukhi. That is, the great way of the Buddhas and patriarchs and its continual transmission from master to disciple is accomplished through their prediction of Buddhahood. And this prediction is accomplished through pouring the water of the Spirit from one to another. If we do not have proper study and the practice of the Buddhas and patriarchs, we cannot even dream about this water of the Spirit. However, this water is not only given to those who have awakened their Buddha nature. It is given even to those who have not aroused their Buddha-seeking mind, let alone discovered their Buddha nature. That they know this or not is not for us to decide. We should know that every living thing possesses the Buddha nature, and that the water of the Spirit is given to all. Those who have trained know the water of the Spirit, and they know that it is their prediction of Buddhahood. Those who do not know this still possess it. It is important that we remember this. The prediction of Buddhahood and the water of the Spirit is given regardless of whether even a person or a being has a body or not. The water of the Spirit is given to all the Buddhas and patriarchs, and they all maintain and preserve this water of the Spirit. That is the big difference between them and those who have not yet aroused their Buddha-seeking mind, and those who have not yet discovered their own Buddha nature. Because of their insensitivity, because of the amount of coarse karma they are carrying around within themselves, they cannot feel the pouring of the water and know the prediction of Buddhahood. But the Buddhas and patriarchs, as a result of training themselves, not only know this, but give it to each other and to others, and they maintain and preserve both the prediction of Buddhahood for others and the prediction of it in themselves by the constant turning of the wheel of the law and the constant flow of the water. That is the difference between Buddhas and patriarchs and those who have not yet aroused the Buddha-seeking mind. It is a difference of training, not of essence. Many people believe that one receives the water of the Spirit after becoming a Buddha. This is the usual interpretation. But you should not accept this, nor expect to be given the water after you become a Buddha. First, don't expect too much, and later, don't expect anything. If the water comes, it comes. Do not expect to be given the water after you become a Buddha. It is a blessing from the cosmic Buddha, not something that one expects in return for training. When you are given the water of the Spirit, you become a Buddha. When there is true practice, then there is the water of the Spirit. All the Buddhas have the water of the Spirit. Their spiritual advancement has the water of the Spirit and the prediction of Buddhahood. And this is where we find the prediction of Buddhahood in our own body and Buddha nature, within this water of the Spirit. When we study and find this great prediction, our Buddhist way becomes great. There is, was, and will be the water of the Spirit in our past and in our future. There is a prediction of Buddhahood and the water of the Spirit that can be known by ourselves and others. And there is a prediction of Buddhahood and the water of the Spirit that cannot be. You are not a magician. It is not for you, necessarily, to know that the water of the Spirit flows through another. That it does or does not has nothing to do with you. That it flows through you is what matters. The water of the Spirit is the actualization of the true self, the cosmic Buddha within you. It is actualized when the water flows. Therefore, what the Buddhas and patriarchs have transmitted from generation to generation is nothing more than this prediction of Buddhahood, which is confirmed through the water of the Spirit. All things in their true essence are nothing other than this water of the Spirit, whether they be mountains, rivers, earth, and the great oceans. This is the only possible and true interpretation of the water of the Spirit and the prediction of Buddhahood. When the water of the Spirit is understood in this way, it is the one word spoken, heard, or comprehended that brings full enlightenment. For indeed it is the practice and teaching of enlightenment. The water of the Spirit knows exactly how to move backward and forward. If the Buddhas and patriarchs had not bestowed this water of the Spirit upon us, we would now be unable to sit in Zazen, and we would not be able to wear the kesa of the Buddhas and patriarchs. Accept these acts of the Buddhas and patriarchs with a gashaw, for this is a great manifestation of their prediction of our Buddhahood. Buddha said that the prediction of Buddhahood and the flowing of the water of the Spirit can be interpreted in 8 basic ways. And these are the ways in which one should understand the flowing of this water when asking oneself, one's true self, certain basic questions at the time. time of Kensho. These eight basic ways are as follows. One, one knows of one's own water of the spirit. One knows that it flows within oneself, but others do not know this. Two, others know that it flows, but oneself does not know. Three, both oneself and others know. Four, neither oneself nor others know. Five, people close to the person with the flowing water know, but those far away do not. Six, people who are far away know, but those close do not. Seven, everyone both near and far knows. Eight, no one, whether near or far, knows. This is the interpretation of the Buddha. These are some of the diverse understandings ways in which the water of the spirit may be known. But you should not think that there is no water of the spirit in this stinkingly impregnated bag of bones which we call our body. Those are Dogen's words, not mine. It is important that we do not state that unenlightened people do not receive the water of the Spirit. That they know it or not, that we know it or not, is not our business. What matters is that they awaken to it through the prediction of Buddhahood, through the one word offered, the one sentence, the one verse, or by any other means that it is possible to be awakened by. It is not for us to judge. The Buddha made this clear, and these eight interpretations, and we should abide by his words. Generally speaking, most people think that the water of the spirit is given when one completes one's practice and becomes a Buddha. But no one ever completes one's practice. One should know that such thinking is not correct in the Buddhist way. To hear one word from a Zen master, or learn one word from the scriptures, is an occasion in which to feel and know the water of the spirit rushing through your veins. In this state, our original Buddha nature emerges, and it is the basis of all goodness. To receive this water of the spirit is to receive the very essence of Buddhism. We should know that even a speck of dust has absolute value and limitless capability. We should know that the water of the spirit is to be found in a speck of dust. If it cannot be found in all things, then it cannot be found in any one thing. The flowing of the water of the Spirit, which is the prediction and the affirmation of our Buddhahood. Contains both practice and enlightenment. Buddhas and patriarchs, practice and enlightenment based on Zazen, great enlightenment and great illusion. All of these things are within the water of the Spirit, and none can be cut therefrom or separated out. All is one great offering. All is swept away by one great tide. Once O Bhikkhu said to Rinzai, the teaching of my school will expand in your lifetime. This was not one person saying to another, I am greater than you, my school will be greater than yours. It was someone saying, the water has poured from you to me, and I will cause it to gush in all directions. Do not think with the worldly mind. There is no competition here between O Bhikkhu and Rinzai. Master Inō. Told his disciple Nangaku, I am like you, and you are like me. The translation would perhaps be better if it said, I am as you, and you are as me. For master and disciple are one. This is to understand fully the essence of Buddhism, the water of the Spirit. It is the mark of Buddhist teaching. For it transcends all relativity. It is the transmission from one to another. It is that which is constant in life and death, that which is constant in the 10 quarters of the world and the present world itself, with nothing whatsoever concealed. Once great master Genshe Soichi was walking with his master Seppo. Seppo pointed at the ground in front of him and said, this ground is suitable for a stupa. Genshe asked, how high will the stupa be? Seppo glanced up and down, indicating the height. Oh, master, Genshe told him, you are the most fortunate monk in the world. But why is it that even you cannot begin to dream about the Juki, the water of the Spirit, the prediction of Buddhahood, given from Shakyamuni to Makakasho on Vulture Peak? Seppo said quietly in return, how high is the stupa? 7 or 8 feet, Genshe said. It is not for the disciple to wonder about the enlightenment of his master. Remember the Buddha's words. One knows of one's own flowing of the water of the Spirit, but others do not. It is not Seppo's problem that Genshe did not have enough faith. His answer, quietly, how high is the stupa, places things back very perfectly in perspective. When Master Seigen gave the water of the Spirit to his disciple Sekijō, Seigen received the same water of the Spirit as that which was received by Makakasho from Shakyamuni. We should know that the water of the Spirit transmitted from Shakyamuni is in each transmission of the way from Buddha to Buddha and patriarch to patriarch down to the present time. We should not query whether or not another knows this. We should know that the water flows, whether or not there is this certain knowledge. When the sixth patriarch, who lived on Mount Sorke, transmitted his teaching to Seigen, Seigen became the real Seigen. By his reception of this water of the Spirit from his master, he cast off the old Seigen and became one with his true self. Indeed, all of the predecessors of the sixth patriarch directly transmitted their law through Seigen's prediction of Buddhahood and his causing to flow the water of the Spirit. This mind of the Buddhism patriarchs is pure and natural. It is like everything that is around us, the grasses, the flowers, and the trees. Since the Buddhas are thus, we ourselves too are pure and natural, as the grasses and the flowers and the trees. But do not think you are always aware of or can see what you possess, your Buddha nature. Do not think that you will always be aware of the water of the Spirit. Do not think you will always be aware of your Buddhahood. What we are able to know is not necessarily possessed by us, and what we possess is not necessarily known or seen by us. Do not doubt that we possess something. Do not doubt that we possess the water of the Spirit. Just because it does not fit into what others call normal categories of thinking or visual perception. Do not be dragged out of your true faith. Do not allow scoffers to harm what is here said and written. The water of the Spirit, with its prediction of Buddha that was bestowed on those on Vulture Peak, was the water of the Spirit that Shakyamuni allowed to flow through him. It was bestowed from the old Gotama to the new Shakyamuni. The water of the Spirit is not revealed openly to people who lack understanding, but it is known openly and passes from one to another once one knows that one already possesses it, once one knows what it is. For here there are no obstacles, and nothing is lacking or extra. One should know that this is how the water of the Spirit is transmitted from Buddha to Buddha. Concerning this, an ancient Buddha once said, all the Buddhas of the present and the past used a hoss to teach the true meaning of East and West. This meaning is so subtle, so profound, how could it even be discussed if the Buddhas had not transmitted its principle? Remember that the hoss symbolizes the fountain of the water of the Spirit from east to west. Why did you come from the west? Why does the water of the Spirit flow out from you, from east to west unseen. Know what it is you show to the world every time you raise the hoss and wave it. You show the water of the Spirit pouring forth from its fountain, from its source. If we comprehend, study, and proclaim the teaching that our own self is the real self, then the actualization of our prediction of Buddhahood and the water of the Spirit will be a great koan for us. We must actualize the water of the Spirit in our own body and Buddha nature. And we must know that understanding both the water of the Spirit and the most profound insight of the Buddhas are inseparable. These two go hand in hand. In order to bring out the true meaning of the water of the Spirit in all its beauty, the Buddhas actualized enlightenment in this way. They made the water of the Spirit the proof of the prediction of Buddhahood. Thus was the actualization. The power of receiving this water is what brings Buddhas into existence. Attainment of enlightenment is the most important thing. In order to attain to Buddhahood, the water of the Spirit must be received by the egoless ego, that which has gone beyond the opposites, to the third position, self. This is how all the Buddhas are given the water of the Spirit by all the other Buddhas. There are various ways of receiving this water of the Spirit by raising one or both hands in the form of gassho used when doing a full bow, which I have explained to you as the opening of the lotus, by seeing the blooming of an Udumbara flower or a golden robe in vision. These actions and visions have no power to enlighten of themselves. Their efficacy comes from the willingness of those who use them to be filled, and from the water of the Spirit which does the filling of them. The water of the Spirit can be received either interiorly or exteriorly. If you want to understand the aspects of the interior and exterior self, you must learn the conditions necessary for the bestowing of the water of the Spirit. To receive this water exteriorly, to receive this water by the exterior self, is to learn the way, to practice the way. This is the way in which the water will come. For in practicing the way, there is no instability. To receive the water interiorly, one must do zazen, for then eternity is captured in one moment. An ancient Buddha said, "One after another, people are becoming Buddhas and bestowing the water of the Spirit upon each other continuously. Becoming Buddhas is the ceaseless transmission of the Buddhist way, the rightful occupation of monks, the giving of one to another. The bestowal of the water of the Spirit is the transmission of the Buddhist teaching. If you follow the current of the Buddhist way, then you yourself become a Buddha. This transmission of the prediction of Buddhahood, together with the water of the Spirit, is linked together and passes from generation to generation throughout endless time and space. It does not create any specific conditions or consciousness in either body or mind, but adapts itself to the development of time and place. We must study this in detail. The appearance of all the Buddhas and patriarchs and Bodhidharmas coming to the West and the subsequent transmission of his water of the Spirit develop according to this principle. Such everyday activities as drawing water, carrying firewood, lifting the needle, cooking the food, should be based on this prediction of Buddhahood. For when one knows one's prediction of Buddhahood, there is no such thing as a menial task. We ourselves are Buddha, is the actualization of the state of non-duality. Few people realize this. We should know that there are many levels of detachment from worldly ways and duality, and numerous ways of fulfillment and a variety of Buddhas. Therefore, one after another, people are becoming Buddhas, attaining to non-duality, receiving the water of the Spirit, and proclaiming the Buddhist way. Right transmission cannot be attained easily in the beginning, but through practice it can be actualized in various ways. All the Buddhas and patriarchs have actualized detachment, or the going beyond the opposite. Going beyond duality to the third position, that of the cosmic Buddha. And in so doing, they have bestowed the right transmission continuously. They have transmitted the water of the Spirit from generation to generation without interruption. An ancient Buddha said, "When I heard the prediction of Buddhahood, and the water of the Spirit, when I heard the prediction of Buddhahood, and felt the water of the Spirit being given to me, and to others, and that it was being given and received, I was filled with joy. For this means that I too am surely following the Buddha and hearing about others who are also following his way, and continuously receiving the water of the Spirit. This fills me with great joy. The water of the Spirit is transmitted continuously, which means that I too receive the water of the Spirit right now. The water of the Spirit is independent of any kind of discrimination of past, present, or future, or of self and others. Hearing one's prediction of Buddhahood, or receiving the water of the Spirit, depends entirely on the Buddha. It does not depend on others, not on the opposition between illusion and enlightenment, not on sentient beings, not on any magical formulae, or on grass, trees, or land. Only by following the Buddha and keeping the Buddhist way can the prediction of Buddhahood be received and the water of the Spirit solemnly caused to flow be received, given, and passed on. Then it increases continuously without ceasing and is accompanied by overwhelming joy of both body and spirit. Since the body undoubtedly influences the spirit, and vice versa, the joy we get from receiving the water of the Spirit permeates the world and the four directions of the universe. It is the supreme joy, the moment of marriage with the supreme, the unborn, the undying, the uncreated, the unchanging. Be assured that this joy, sleeping or waking, enlightened or unenlightened, is the true joy. It can be found by everyone, but because it is so pure, it transcends normal categories of thought and understanding. It is pure and serene, and therefore passes from generation to generation of those who preserve and maintain their training. Shakyamuni once told Yakushin Yorai Bodhisattva, "O Yakuo Bodhisattva, there are all kinds of beings here, countless gods of music and war, birds, snakes and demons, human and non-human beings, monks, nuns, laymen and women, shamans, buddhas and other seekers who want to hear the teaching and gain enlightenment. Among all these beings gathered here, and these people will attain supreme enlightenment in the future as a result of this prediction of their Buddhahood. For this prediction is my certification of their Buddhahood which is to come. Innumerable types of beings, gods and humans, kings and disciples were present, and each has a different resolve or understanding of Shakyamuni's teaching. Nevertheless, all can approach supreme enlightenment, and through that enlightenment experience true joy. Do not be misled by the fact that they all understand it differently. A million ways lead to the same place. One must walk that one which is best. But one must do pure zazen. And one must keep the Buddhist way."